He was down on the floor. And this kid just came and just stomped on him, and it's on his head. You could clearly see the size of his shoe on his face. My son suffered concussion for the first time he played basketball.
I think everyone was in shock.
Scott Adams vibes intensifying over here. Here you got a basket hoops game of kids, by the way. These are like 13-year-olds and whoa. Whoa. Wow. Between myself and my brother, we played every sport possible that you could possibly play, right? Every little league sport, every sport offered by the middle schools and high school. I've never seen anything like this before. And it's intensified. This is happening all of the time. And if you've got a problem with it, then you're a racist. All right. Well, now the Asians are having their heads stomped in on the court over here. Anything? No? No, of course not, because, fucking Asians are basically whites these days. Holy balls, man. What an absolute. That's just crazy. So, that, I mean, arrest that kid. Arrest that kid. What do you mean? Because he's black? No, arrest that kid because he just stomped on somebody's head. That's why. Idiots. Right? Not holding children accountable is how they grow up to shooting fucking other people. Oh, you say this is sort of school to prison pipeline? When you don't hold people accountable, yes. You think this is the first time that kid's done that? This is Unlimited L's 13-year-old basketball player stomps on opponent's head during a Bay Area game. Game happened this Sunday at College of Alameda. Alameda's a shithole. Alameda is an absolute shithole. Alameda is an appendage of Oakland, and it's a shittier part of Oakland. It's fucking insane. And so you've got all of these schools in this shithole run by these ugly, feminist, fat, fucking white, liberal goofball chicks, and like, well, we can't suspend kids because that's racism. No, you can suspend that kid for throwing a desk at you. No, oh my God, throwing a desk in class is his way of expressing his anger from slavery times. No, slavery time, motherfucker. That kid's 13. He's 13. Fucking hell. What is that? 2011? He was born in 2011. I mean, holy shit. You really gonna bring up 1619? Quote, he was down on the floor and this kid just came over and just stomped on him and his head. The injured player's family says that their son has a concussion. He's in a concussion protocol and is experiencing headaches. You clearly see the size of the shoe on the fucking, that shoe mark is on the kid's face. Please confirm that investigation is ongoing. The family has filed a report. Yeah, no, arrest, arrest. Right? You don't wake up one day as a 13-year-old and go, you know what? I'm just going to stomp that fucker's head during a basketball game, by the way. Shit gets heated during all of these sports games, right? I've seen pushing. I've seen a punch or two thrown. In highly contested games, by the way. This is like a fucking scrimmage over here. He's like, no, I'm going to stomp your fucking head. Yeah, Asian, crack a boom. Yeah, so no. And by the way, so the schools won't hold these fucking kids responsible, right? Again, I don't know anything about the kid that's stomping this kid's head. I'm just saying, in large generalities, if you start stomping somebody's head, chances are it's not the first time that you've done it. Chances are you've been willfully defiant in class. Chances are you might be truant. Chances are you've probably done some other shit that would have gotten you expelled pre-Obama time. And that's how shit got worked out. You got expelled from fucking school. And then you had to go home, and then your dad took care of business. Now, Dad might not be here. Okay? But eventually, Mom would find that you can't go to school anywhere now because you'd have been expelled from all of the schools. All right? Maybe Mom gets shit in order before the last school says, no, we ain't taking this fucking kid. But no. These days, no. You do whatever the fuck you want in these schools. And I imagine that's what we're seeing here. You do whatever the fuck you want. So now you can just stomp people's fucking heads. So if I was this family, I would, I'd press charges. I want that kid in jail. I want you in jail. I want you in jail. I don't care what fucking skin color you are. You're a white goofball kid stomping on somebody's head. Fuck you. I want you in jail. I don't think we're ever going to see it, but an Asian kid stomping on somebody's head, right? Maybe some sort of fucking son of a triad starts stomping on people's head. I don't care. Go to prison. Go to prison. We got to stem this. Go to prison. There needs to be accountability. Go to prison. Go to juvie. For fuck's sake. Most, up until recently, kids were getting their poor sons and daughters over here attacked, slapped, sucker punched, curb stomped. And the other family would be like, well, I don't want press charges. No, fuck you. Press charges at this point. Come on. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching the video, support channel, and kept up to date on happening. See that subscribe button and make why, because the salt must flow.